弟兄姐妹朋友平安，请大家看圣经《使徒行传》十一章十五到十八节。十五节，我一开讲，圣灵便降在他们身上，正像当初降在我们身上一样。我就想起主的话说，约翰是用水施洗，但你们又受圣灵的洗。神既然给他们恩赐，像在我们信主耶稣基督的时候给了我们一样。我是谁，能拦住神呢？众人听见这话就不言语了，只归荣耀与神，说这样看来神也是恩给外邦人，救他们悔改的生命了。愿神赐福忠行他话语的人。
Scripture reading today is taken from Acts chapter 11 verses 15 to 18. As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came on them as he had come on us at the beginning. Then I remembered what the Lord has said. John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So if God gave them the same gift he gave us who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could stand in God's way? When they heard this, they had no further objections and praised God, saying, So then, even to Gentiles God has granted repentance that leads to life. May the Lord bless the reading of his word and those who obey it.
I shall test the mic. Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. Testing, test. Test, test. Testing 1, 2, 3. Test. The ancient Jews despise our ancient Jews. Jews are people who stay in the land of Israel.
犹太人是住在以色列地的民族。
And these ancient Jews despise people who are non-Jews, like you and me.
然后这些古代的犹太人呢，他们瞧不起外邦人，我们像我们这些民族。
Because they regard us as unclean.
因为他们把我们认为是不洁净的。
But the Bible clearly tells us.
但是圣经清楚告诉我们。
That God loves us for who we are.
神按照我们是怎样的人来爱我们。
Whether you are good looking or not good looking.
不管你的长相好看还是不好看。
Or whether you are rich or poor.
不管你是有钱还是没有钱。
Or whether you are highly educated or not so well educated.
不管你是受了高等教育还是没有。
Or you are attractive or not attractive as a person.
还是作为一个人，你有魅力还是没有魅力。
The fact is, the world looks at people this way.
但是事实是，世界就是用这样的眼光来看人。
But we thank God.
但是我们感谢神。
God loves us for who we are.
神按照我们是怎样的人来爱我们。
You do not need to put on a front to please God.
你不用装上一个样子来讨神的喜悦。
We can come to God just as we are.
我们是怎样的人，就可以这样子来到神面前。
God has granted life even to Gentiles.
神也赐生命给外邦人。
And Gentiles refers to people who are non-Jews.
外邦人指的就是非犹太人。
Like you and me, we are not Jews.
像你和我一样，我们都不是犹太人。
We thank God for God's unconditional love.
我们感谢主他那无条件的爱。
And that's why when we come to church, we can be assured that this place will find healing and comfort.
所以当我们来到教会的时候，我们可以得到安慰，我们可以找到帮助。
This church started with slightly more than 10 persons.
这间教会开始的时候有稍微多过十个人。
And I think all of us are very happy.
我想我们所有人都很开心。
We are still a very small church.
我们还是很小的教会。
But the Lord has granted us a tenfold increase.
但是神却让我们增长了十倍。
But what gives me as a pastor a great joy?
但是什么给我作为一个牧者那个真正的喜乐呢？大的喜乐呢？
It is the people here, you.
就是你们这些人，你们坐在这里的人。
As I look at different faces here,
当我看着这里不同的面孔时
，I recollect how you all were like many years ago.
我会回想起在多年以前你们的样子又是怎样的。
Not the physical look.
当然不是外表。
Some of you all have been Christians for as old as the church.
有的人做基督徒年日像教会那么久。
Some of you all have been Christians only for 1 year.
而有的人信耶稣才是只是一年的时间。
Why am I filled with a lot of joy?
我为什么能够充满着这么多的喜乐呢？
Because as I look at you,
因为当我看着你的时候，
Honestly, I can say that the Lord has changed your life.
坦白说，我可以认同神改变了你的生命。
You have put on more holy habits.
你已经能够有更多圣洁的习惯。
To people, you are able to love and show kindness.
对于别人，你能够显出你的爱心和恩慈。
Not perfect.
不完美。
But certainly, I can see the Christ-likeness in you.
但是可以肯定。看到你身上有主耶稣的样式。
People who come to know the Lord.
那些来相信耶稣的人。
Do you know that God can change us in a marvelous way?
你知道吗？神可以以很奇妙的方式来改变我们。
Some of you have broken families.
有的人当中有破裂的家庭。
But because you came to know the Lord.
但是因为你来相信耶稣。
Your family has been repaired.
你的家庭就得到修复。
Your lives have changed.
你的生命也改变了。
And this is the thing that gives me great joy.
就是这些东西让我感到非常喜乐。
Today you have experienced the joy of salvation.
今天你都享受了救恩的喜乐。
You know how good salvation is.
你知道救恩有多好。
You know how wonderful your Savior is to you.
你也知道你的救主对你有多好。
Not only has He saved you from hell, even you eternal life.
他不单单从地狱里面把你救出来，还给你永远的生命。
You know the Lord has changed your life.
你知道，你自己知道神改变你的生命。
Provided for you.
供应你的需要。
For you and your family.
供应给你和你的家庭。
The Lord has been faithful to you.
我们的主对你是信实的。
There were difficult times.
虽然有困难的时刻。
But the Lord has wiped away your tears.
但是当中神也替你擦干你的眼泪。
And given you eternal and an abundant life.
并且给你那丰盛的生命。
And that's the reason why we celebrate the 16th anniversary.
这也是为什么我们在这里庆祝十六周年纪念。
You have freely received God's salvation.
你白白的享受了神的救恩。
Every Christian without exception.
每个基督徒毫无例外。
Also has an exception to bring life to people.
都也有能力把这个生命带给别人。
We have an obligation, a responsibility to bring life to people.
我们有这个责任。把生命带给别人。
Because God has granted lives even to the so-called dirty people, the Gentiles.
因为神赐生命，甚至那些肮脏的人、外邦人，神也赐生命给他们。
God loves even the people who are not lovely.
神甚至爱那些不可爱的人。
You have a responsibility to bring the gospel to people.
我们就有这个责任，把福音也带给别人。
And I'll ask you a question.
那我要问你一个问题。
Do you know of a person who is not a Christian?
你认识一个不是基督徒的人吗？
Someone perhaps you meet almost on a daily basis.
可能这个人是你每天见面的人。
Who is that person?
这个人是谁？
But that person is not a Christian.
但是这个人不是基督徒。
Perhaps there are many of them around you.
可能你周围有很多这样的人。
And I want you to ask yourself.
那我要你问你自己。
Do you make a special effort to love that person?
你有没有特别特意的去爱这个人？
Not simply just tell that person the gospel.
不只是简单的单单的跟他说福音。
But make an effort to show Christian love to that person.
而是付出一些行动显示你对他的爱。
We are imperfect.
我们当然不完美。
But you make special effort to live a good Christian life before that person.
但是你特意的在那个人面前呢，活出基督徒的见证。
Even when it makes things inconvenient for you.
虽然这会使到你很不方便。
But because you want to help that person believe in Jesus.
但是你为了要帮助对方来信耶稣。
You go through inconveniences to share the gospel with that person.
你就忍受这些不方便，为了就是要跟他分享福音。
Did you do that?
你有这么做吗？
Somebody in your school or somebody at work?
有些这些人可能是在你学校的，或者是在公司的。
But perhaps you didn't.
或许你没有这么做。
Why didn't you?
那你为什么不做呢？
No, I'm not here to make you feel guilty.
当然，我不是要让你感到很不自在。
But I want you to ask yourself.
但是我要你问你自己。
Is it because you feel uneasy with that person?
是不是因为你跟这个人相处的时候，你感到很不舒服？
Don't ask me to share the gospel with the person. I feel very uncomfortable with that person.
不要叫我跟他分享福音，我很不舒服的。
Or perhaps you dislike that person.
还是你不喜欢这个人？
Maybe because that person is of a different skin color.
或许因为他的肤色跟你不一样。
Or perhaps because that person has a particular, past that you don't like.
还是因为这个人有他的过去是你不喜欢的。
Say, hey, this person, last time I was like that.
你说，哎呀，这个人以前是这样的。
I don't like him.
我不喜欢他。
Or perhaps, that person comes from a particular school that you're not comfortable with.
或者因为这个人从一间你不喜欢的学校来的。
Or maybe that person is not highly educated like you.
或者那个人的教育水平不如你高。
Or maybe the person is too highly educated, you're not comfortable with.
或者那个人的教育水平太过高了，所以你跟他相处的时候你不自在。
See, don't ask me to talk to that person. The person is very proud.
你说不要叫我跟他讲话，他很骄傲的。
Or maybe because that person, is working as a particular in a particular occupation.
或者那个人有某一种的职业。
And maybe you don't dare to go close to that person.
以至于你不敢接近他。
Or you do not like that person's occupation.
或者你不喜欢那个人的职业。
You say, talking to him will disgrace me.
你说我跟他讲话只是让我丢脸。
I cannot be seen as a friend to that person.
我不可以让别人看到我是他的朋友。
It's so embarrassing.
真的使人很丢脸。
Or maybe because that person is poor.
还是因为那个人很穷。
The person will borrow money from me.
那个人就会跟我借钱的。
Because I know that person is in debt.
因为我知道那个人负债。
Better stay away from that person.
最好离他远一点。
Or perhaps that person has certain mannerisms you're not comfortable with.
还是那个人的举止让你感到不舒服。
The way that person laughs.
他笑的方法。
Or the way that person thinks about things.
还是那个人思考的方式。
He's very weird lah, very strange person.
他很奇怪，他是一个很奇怪的人。
So why are you not sharing the gospel with that person?
所以你为何不向他传福音？
What is your obstacle?
你的障碍，你的拦阻是什么？
Now today I want to share on Acts chapter 11.
今天我要分享的是《使徒行传》十一章。
Behind is a active volcano.
这个背景呢，是一个活跃的火山。
I want you to feel the urgency of chapter 11.
我要你感受到十一章的那个迫切感。
The urgency is like the pulsations of a volcano.Which is about to erupt.
那个迫切感就好像这个火山爆发的频率那样。
I want you to feel the urgency so that you will go and preach the gospel to people.
我要你感受到它的迫切感，以至于你会去跟别人传福音。
The church exists to change the world.
教会之所以存在，就是要改变世界。
To be a blessing to the world.
要成为世界的祝福。
If not, you and I live in vain.
要不然你我都白活了。
We live.So that people can get life from us.
我们生活好让我们周围的人能够从我们身上得到生命。
Have you brought someone to the Lord?
你有没有带领人来信主呢？
Because of you, has a person been encouraged?
因着你，是不是有人得到安慰，得到帮助？
That's what you live for as a Christian.
这就是你作为基督徒生活的目的。
Your life must change lives.
你的生命必须改变生命。
Let's look at the background, of this chapter.
我们来看这一章的背景。
Then they gathered around him and asked him, Jesus, that's Jesus, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the world.
他们聚集的时候问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄锁定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
So Jesus died, rose from the dead.
耶稣死了又复活了。
Conquered death, we thank God.
战胜了死亡，我们感谢神。
So Christians are not afraid to die.
所以基督徒不怕死。
And disciples gathered around him as Jesus was about to return back to heaven.
就在耶稣快要升天回天堂的时候，门徒聚集在他身边。
At that time, the ancient Jews were under the rule of the Roman Empire.
那时候，古代的犹太人呢，是在罗马的政权之下。
They were bullied, second-class citizens.
他们被欺负，他们是二等公民。
They were living in suffering.
他们在苦难中。
And Jesus was a powerful person.
耶稣是一个有权力的人。
Furthermore, he has risen from the dead. We thank God.
更何况他从死里复活了，我们感谢神。
He has solved the problem of death.
他解决了死亡的问题。
Do you know that one day you will die?
你知道吗？有一天你要死。
You must solve the problem of the fact of your death.
你必须解决这个死亡的事实。
If not, your family and you will have no peace.
要不然你和你的家人都不会有平安。
We thank God Jesus has done that for us.
我们感谢神，耶稣为我们解决这个问题。
And the disciples asked Jesus.
然后门徒就问了耶稣。
Lord.Are you going to bring back Israel's kingdom to the world?
他们说，主啊，你复兴以色列国，你会把以色列国再次带回这个世界吗？
Kick the Roman Empire out.
把罗马政权击败，除掉。
So that your people, the Jews, won't suffer anymore.
好叫你的子民犹太人不会再受到欺负。
So are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel? Israel is the nation of the Jews.
你是否要复兴以色列国？以色列国就是犹太人的国家。
And Jesus didn't directly answer that question.
而耶稣没有直接马上的回答他们的问题。
Instead, he replied in this way.
反而他这么回答了。
It is true that the Jews are suffering.
犹太人受苦是事实。
But verse 8, Jesus assures them.
但是在第八节，耶稣应许他们。
You will receive power.
你们会得着能力。
And the power come by the Holy Spirit.
这个能力是借着圣灵而来的。
But how will they experience the power of the Holy Spirit?
但是他们又是要怎样经历到这个圣灵的大能？
They will experience the powerful presence of God in this way.
他们会这样子经历到神大力的那个同在。
When they do this,
当他们做这件事情。
When they are witnesses.They share the gospel in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
当他们在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极为耶稣做见证、传福音的时候，
when they share the gospel with people,
当他们跟别人分享福音，
and urge people to accept Jesus as Savior and Lord,
然后呼吁人来接受耶稣为救主，
when then families will be repaired, the broken families will be repaired,
破裂的家庭得以修复，
then drug addicts.Can kick off that habit that kills.
嗜毒者能够戒掉毒。
Then our lives will become meaningful.
那我们的生命就开始有意义。
We receive the peace that transcends all understanding.
我们领受了那出人意外的平安。
Peace even when there are sufferings in life.
平安，即便生命充满着苦难。
This is not a theory.
这不只是一个理论。
It's something that all of you have experienced.
是我们这里每个人经历的。
There is peace even in sufferings. Amazing, isn't it?
在苦难中还有平安，这不是很奇妙吗？
When people accept Jesus as Savior and Lord,
当人们接受耶稣为救主，
then the kingdom of God has come.
那样神的国就来到了。
The power of God is demonstrated not in numbers of soldiers and powerful weapons.
神的能力不是透过军兵的人数或者是武器的杀伤力来显现的。
That day will come.
当然这一天会来到的。
Military might will come,
这个军事的力量有一天会彰显出来。
But not today.
但是不是今天。
The power of God is experienced when God's kingdom come to Israel and to the world.
神的能力是借着当神的国临到以色列和世界的时候彰显出来的。
When God's power is experienced to change lives.
当神的能力是透过生命改变来经历到。
When broken families are repaired.
当破裂家庭得修复。
When people receive real joy and peace.
当人们领受真正的平安和喜乐。
When people are no longer afraid of death.
当人们不再害怕死亡。
Then God has truly, God's kingdom has truly come.
那时候神的国就真的来临了。
And in order for people to experience the power of the kingdom of God.
为了让人能够经历到神国度的能力。
The disciples must preach the gospel.
门徒就需要去传福音。
To where?
传到哪里？
Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth.
耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极。
God's power is only experienced when the gospel is preached.
神的能力只有透过福音传开才被经历到。
When the gospel is preached to in Jerusalem.
当福音在耶路撒冷传开的时候
，The ancient capital of Israel，
那是古代以色列的首都。
And that's recorded in Acts chapter 1-7。
这就记载在《使徒行传》第一章一直到第七章。
God's power is experienced when the gospel is preached also in Judea and Samaria。
神的能力当福音传到犹太全地和撒玛利亚的时候，也被经历到。
And that's recorded in Acts chapter 8-10。
这个就记载在《使徒行传》八到第十章。
So the God wanted the Jews to preach the gospel to people in Samaria.
所以神要犹太人把福音传给人，那些居住在撒玛利亚的人。
And who are the Samaritans?
这些撒玛利亚人是谁？
I know Jews are really one of a kind.
我知道以色列人真的是一种民族。
The whole world is dirty except themselves.
全世界都很肮脏，除了他们自己。
There is some truth in it.
他们这么样讲法呢，有一点真理。
My point is this.
但是我的重点。
The Jews also despise the Samaritans.
犹太人也瞧不起撒玛利亚人。
These people are half Jews.
这些人呢，是一半的犹太人。
Half Gentiles, half Jews.
一半外邦人，一半犹太人。
But the Jews also despise them, dirty people.
但是犹太人还是瞧不起他们，说他们是肮脏的人。
And it was very difficult for them to, ask a Jew to preach the gospel to Samaritans.
所以要叫犹太人跟撒玛利亚人传福音呢，是个很困难的事情。
But do you know that? You know what God did?
但是你知道神做了什么事情吗
？In chapters 8-10, you know what God did to move them to preach the gospel to the Samaritans?
在八到第十章，你知道神做了什么事情来催逼以色列人跟撒玛利亚人传福音吗
？Acts chapter 8:1 says, "A great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and all the apostles were scattered throughout Judea." And Samaria,
八章,
to the people they dislike.
八章一节，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。
God used persecution to move the Jews, say, please go out to Samaria to preach the gospel.
神就使用了这个逼迫，叫当时候的基督徒说，你们要离开这个地方，向撒玛利亚人的传福音。
You say, wow, God so cruel.
你说哇，神这么残忍。
When the people of God refuse to move.
当神的百姓拒绝走出这个地方。
When they just want to stay in their comfort zone.
他们只需要留在自己的舒适区。
God had to use a great persecution, to move the Jews outside their comfort zone to Samaria.
神就得使用一个很大的逼迫，使到这些犹太人离开他们的本处，到撒玛利亚去。
Because the If people don't hear the gospel, they are going to hell.
因为如果人们没有听到福音，他们就要下地狱的。
And God loves His people, His creation passionately.
而神非常的爱他的创造。
And so God used a persecution.
所以神就使用了这个逼迫。
Don't let God break into your life before you preach the gospel to people.
不要让神闯入你的生，不要因为没有传福音而让神闯入你的生命。
But not only to Samaria.
但是不单是到撒玛利亚。
God wanted them to preach to the world.
神要他们传福音到全世界。
To the ancient, to known ancient world, which is Europe.
就是古代他们所知的世界，就是欧洲。
And that's recorded in Acts chapter 11-28.
这也记载在《使徒行传》十一章到二十八章。
And chapter 28 is the last chapter of Acts.
而二十八章是《使徒行传》的最后一章。
God wanted them to preach to people the Jews regarded as dirty.
神要以色列人把福音传给他们认为肮脏的人。
Called Gentiles.
叫做外邦人。
Non-Jews.
非犹太人。
Like you and me.
像你和我一
样。Our ancestor is somebody, but not Abraham.
我们的祖先是一些人，但是不是亚伯拉罕。
The Jews, their ancestors is Abraham.
犹太人他们的祖先是亚伯拉罕。
They are called Jews.
他们就叫做犹太人。
But our ancestor is not Abraham.
但是我们的祖先不是亚伯拉罕。
So we are called Gentiles.
所以我们被称为外邦人。
And the Jews regard Gentiles as dirty.
而犹太人把外邦人当作是肮脏的。
It's very difficult for them to preach the gospel to non-Jews.
所以要他们向非犹太人传福音是非常的困难。
So how did God move the Jews to preach the gospel to non-Jews?
那神又怎么去感动犹太人把福音传给外邦人呢？
It was very difficult.
这是很难的事情。
But this time God did not use 硬硬来啊。God did not use force, did not use persecution.
但是神这时候没有硬硬来，用这些用力量。
God used a vision.
神却是使用了一个意象。
With the background clarified,
有当我们澄清了这个背景之后
now we shall look at chapter 11.
我们就来看十一章。
It's a long introduction.
这是一个很长的引言。
Chapter 11, verse 1.
十一章一节。
We will now study the passage we want to study.
我们现在要来看要查考的经文。
The apostles and believers throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God.So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him and said, "You went into the house of uncircumcised men and ate with them."
使徒和在犹太的众弟兄听说外邦人也领受了神的道，及至彼得上了耶路撒冷，那些奉割礼的门徒和他争辩说，你进入未受割礼之人的家，和他们一同吃饭了。
The circumcised believers are Christians who are Jews.
奉割礼的门徒就是一些犹太人的基督徒。
Because Jews, when they were a baby, the male organ was circumcised.
所以犹太人呢，当他们还是做婴孩的时候，他们的性器官那里呢就接受割礼。
Just like today's Muslims, the boys are also circumcised at age 13.
就好像今天的穆斯林，他们的男孩子也在13岁受割礼。
But the Jews were circumcised when they were 8 days old.
但是犹太人却是在他们做婴孩第八天的时候受割礼。
So the circumcised believers means the Jewish Christians.
所以这些受割礼的基督徒，也就是犹太基督徒。
They criticize Peter.
他们就跟彼得争辩。
You see, how can you go and eat with the uncircumcised men, the Gentiles?
他们说，你怎么可以跟那些未受割礼的人一起？共餐呢？
They are spiritually dirty.
他们在属灵上是肮脏的。
How can you commit such a great sin against God?
你怎么可以犯了这么大的罪？
Why are they so critical, the Jews of the Gentiles?
为什么这些犹太人这么看不起外邦人呢？
Now you must understand why the Jews feel this way against the non-Jews, the Gentiles.
你必须明白为什么犹太人对外邦人有这样的一个感受。
Because from young, the Jews have been trained to think this way.
因为从小犹太人就被训练有这样的一个思维。
Non-Jews, you and me,
就是外邦人，也就是你和我。
For example, we eat pork.
比如说我们吃猪肉。
Muslims don't eat pork.
穆斯林他们不吃猪肉。
The Jews also regards pork as dirty.
犹太人也把猪肉当作是肮脏污秽的。
So, from young,
所以从小
the Jews have been trained to think.Non-Jews are dirty people.
他们就被训练认为说外邦人是肮脏的人。
It is a deep-seated biasness.
这个偏见呢是深深的在他们心中的。
Every day they are reminded there's clean food, there's unclean food.
每一天他们都被提醒说有洁净的食物和不洁净的食物。
Chinese are 心里都假，是不是 ？We eat everything, even snakes also we eat.
华人什么都吃，蛇我们也吃。
So maybe that caused the SARS virus.
所以可能这个是那个 SARS 病毒的原因。
We also eat pork.
我们也吃猪肉。
But Jews don't eat pork.
但是犹太人不吃猪肉。
Because that one is unclean food.
因为猪肉是不洁净的。
See, these people are unclean. Eat unclean food.
他说这些人是不洁净的，因为他们吃了不洁净的食物。
So they also observe they have clean practices, unclean habits.
他们在生活上也有。洁净的习惯和不洁净的习惯。
Like if a woman is in period,
比如说，如果一个女人在经期当中
you cannot touch her.
你不可以碰她。
She's unclean for a number of days.
她在这段时间呢是不洁净的。
If a man has nocturnal emission,
如果一个男人有梦遗
that man will be unclean for a certain number of hours.
这个男人呢，也有好几个时间呢，好几个小时的时间是不洁净的。
So from young they've been trained to think clean, unclean.
所以从小他们就被训练说，什么是干净，什么是洁净，什么是不洁净。
Unclean cannot touch.
不洁净就不可以碰，不可以碰触。
Must be clean, then you'll be accepted by God.
必须是洁净的，神才会喜悦。
And then there's also true God and false gods.
然后也有真神和假神之别。
These idols are all false gods.
这些偶像都是假神。
These people worship idols.
这些人在敬拜假神啊。
Dirty people.
他们是肮脏的人。
So they have been trained to think in this way.
所以他们受训练，从小就这么想。
Even the temple in which they worship.
甚至这个他们在敬拜神的这个圣殿。
There's a place where Gentiles can go.
有一个地方呢是外邦人可以到的。
But the most holy place of the Gentiles cannot go.
但是最圣洁的圣殿的这个地方呢，外邦人不能够进去。
Because the non-Jews are unclean people.
因为外邦人是不洁净的人。
So they have been trained to think in this way from young.
所以他们从小就这样子的被训练，有这样的思维。
It is a very deep-seated biasness.
这是一个根深蒂固的偏见。
We also have our biasness, huh?
我们自己也有我们的偏见。
This different color skin,
不同的肤色。
Lowly educated.
教育水平很低。
The way the person talks are real strange and weird.
这个人讲话的方式真的很奇怪。
I don't like him.
我不喜欢他。
That person, single for so many years.
这个人单身这么多年。
All kinds of very bad thoughts, huh?
我们很自然会有很多不好的想法。
We have our biasness.
我们有我们的偏见。
The Jews also had their biasness.
犹太人也有他们的偏见。
And Peter began to tell them what happened, to tell them that we must not have these biases anymore.
彼得就开始跟他们讲，发生了什么事情，以至于我们不可以再有这样子的偏见。
First of all,
第四节。
Starting from the beginning, Peter told them the whole story.
彼得就开口把这事挨次给他们讲解说。
And this is a summary of the events that happened in Acts chapter 10.
这个是发生在《使徒行传》第十章的事情的一个概要。
I will tell you the summary of what happened.
我会告诉你，简略的告诉你发生什么事情。
Through the words of Peter.
透过彼得的讲话。
Verse 5.
第五节。
I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision.
我在约帕城里祷告的时候。魂游向外，看见异象。
What's a vision?
什么是异象？
Vision is like a movie.
异象就好像一个影片。
God speaking to people through a movie.
神透过一个影片来跟人讲话。
The purpose of God showing visions to human beings.
神把异象让人看见这个意象的目的。
Today there are no more visions.
今天没有这种意象了。
But there were visions in the ancient times.
但是古代的时候有意象。
Because it adds new teaching to form the Bible, which is not completed yet.
因为意象是在增添新的教义来完成圣经。
So God was speaking to Peter new teachings.
所以神是在跟彼得讲一些新的教义。
New theology.
新的神学
，new doctrines，
新的教育。
So Peter saw a vision.
所以彼得就看见了这个异象。
Why not God uses a vision to remove that deep-seated biasness in Peter?
为什么神要用这个异象来除掉彼得心中的这个障碍呢
？Because only God uses a vision, because only visions can remove that deep-seated biasness.
神用异象，因为只有异象能够把这个根深蒂固的偏见除掉。
Vision is like God speaking to a person in a very deep way.
异象就好像神很直接、很深入的来跟神来跟人来讲话。
And this was the only way that God could remove that deep-seated biasness in Jews.
只有这样，神才能够把犹太人心中的那种偏见除掉。
And they are to be obeyed.
然后呢，他们必须顺服这个异象。
So in the vision, what did Peter see?
所以在异象当中，神看到彼得看到什么？
Peter relates.
彼得就这么回述。
I saw something like a large sheet being let down from heaven by its four corners, and it came down to where I was. I looked into it and saw four-footed animals to the earth, wild beasts, reptiles, and birds.
有一物降下，好像一块大布，系着四角，从天坠下，直到我 直来到我跟前。我定睛观看，见内中有地上四足的牲畜和野兽、昆虫，并天上的飞鸟。
So Peter saw something like this.
所以彼得看到这样的东西。
A large sheet.
有一大块布。
And one of the animals is a pig.
然后其中一种动物呢，就是猪。
A food that Muslims don't eat and Jews don't eat also.
一个穆斯林还有甚至犹也包括犹太人他们不吃的食物。
They are unclean animals.
他们是不洁净的动物。
Jews cannot eat these unclean animals.
犹太人不可以吃这些不洁净的动物。
I mean, it's just like we can understand, just like Muslims don't eat pork.
我们可以明白，就好像穆斯林他们不吃猪肉。
So Jews are also very averse to these unclean animals.
所以犹太人也一样，对这些不洁净的动物呢，他们必须很抗拒。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Then I heard a voice telling me, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." I replied, "Surely not." Nothing impure or unclean has ever entered my mouth.
第七节，我且听见有声音向我说：“彼得，起来，宰了吃。”我说：“主啊，这是不可的。凡熟而不洁净的物，从来没有入过我的口。”
That vision is very intense.
这个意象呢，很激烈。
It's an interaction between human beings and God in a very deep way.
它是一种神跟人沟通的一个方式。
It involves the soul and the spirit in a very deep way.
它牵涉了。深深的牵涉了，牵动了你的一个人的灵魂。
That's the only way that God can remove that biasness from Peter.
因为这是神能够把这个偏见除掉的唯一一个道路。
And Peter said, "Cannot."
那彼得说不可以。
Cannot eat.
说不可以吃。
From young, I've been trained not to eat these things.
我从小就被训练不可以吃这些东西。
Verse 9.
第九节。
The voice spoke from heaven a second time, "Do not call anything impure that God has made clean."This happened three times, and then it was put up to heaven again.
第二次有声音从天上说：“神所洁净的，你不可当作俗物。”这样一连三次，就都收回天上去了。
God was trying to tell Peter this.
神在告诉彼得
：“These people eat unclean food, and they become unclean.
这些人，他们吃不洁净的食物，以至于成为不洁净的人。
But from now onwards.”
但是从现在开始
These unclean food are no longer unclean.
这些不洁净的食物再也不是不洁净了
Therefore people who eat this unclean food will not become unclean.
所以那些吃这些不洁净食物的人他们不会成为不洁净
Gentiles are no longer unclean.
外邦人不再是不洁净的
You and I are no longer unclean.
你跟我再也不是不洁净的
Non-Jews are no longer unclean.
那些非犹太人不是不洁净的
The large part of the world are no longer unclean.
整个世界再也不是不洁净的。
And this happened three times.
这样子的事情发生三次。
Because God wants to emphasize to Peter.
因为神要向彼得强调。
I repeat.
我重复。
Not unclean anymore.
再也不是不洁净的。
I repeat.
我重复。
No longer unclean.
再也不是不洁净的。
Take away your biasness.
把你的偏见除掉。
Stop being unkind to them.
不要再对他们这么无礼。
Accept them.
要接纳他们。
They are no longer unclean.
他们不再不洁净。
Love them.
你要去爱他们。
God has accepted everyone.
神接受所有的人。
Don't despise people anymore.
再也不可以瞧不起人了。
Today you and I should do the same.
今天你跟我也一样。
This person.Whom you have a biasness against.
这个人呢，你曾经对他有偏见。
You have a responsibility to God and to that person.
你对神、对这个人有这个责任。
That you stop being biased to that person.
不要对他再存那个偏见。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Right then, just immediately after the vision.
正当那时候，就是在这个刚刚好这个异象结束了之后。
Three men who had been sent to me from Caesarea stopped at the house where I was staying. The Spirit told me to have no hesitation about going with them. These six brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house.
有三个人站在我们所住的房门前，是从该撒利亚差来见我的。圣灵吩咐我和他们同去，不要疑惑。同着我去的还有这六位弟兄，我们都进了那人的家。
So Peter saw the vision.
所以彼得看见了这个异象。
What's the meaning of this vision?
这个异象是什么意思呢
？What's the meaning of this vision?
这个异象的意思是什么
？So right then.
所以就在那个时候
，three men came to see Peter，
有三个人来见彼得。
So God uses a coincidence，
所以神用了一种巧合
，to lead Peter，
来带领彼得
，to guide Peter，
来引导彼得
，to meet some people so that Peter can understand a new teaching，
去认识一些人，去碰见一些人，让彼得能够明白这个教义。
So that Peter can understand the meaning of this vision.
所以彼得，以至于彼得可以明白这个意象的意思。
Verse 13.
十三节。
These three men later on, Peter later on went to the house of a particular man.
所以在这个三个人当中呢，彼得最后来到其中一个人的家。
He's a centurion.
他是个百夫长。
A Roman soldier.
是一个罗马的 军官。
So this man told Peter.
所以这个人就告诉彼得。
He told us how he had seen an angel appear in his house and say, "Send to Joppa for Simon, who's called Peter. He will bring you a message through which you and your household will be saved."
那人就告诉我们，他如何看见一位天使站在他屋里说，你打发人往约帕去，请那称呼彼得的西门来，他有话告诉你，可以叫你和你的全家得救。
And so Peter met that person and his family.
所以彼得就遇见了这个人和他的家人。
And Peter started to tell them about Jesus.
彼得就开始跟他们分享耶稣的事情。
Preach the gospel to them.
向他们分享福音。
Verse 15.
十五节。
As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came on them, as He had come on us at the beginning. Then I remembered what the Lord had said, John baptized with water.But you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
我一开讲，圣灵便降在他们身上，正像当初降在我们身上一样。我就想起主的话说，约翰是用水施洗，但你们要受圣灵的洗。
The Holy Spirit came on these Gentiles as Peter was preaching to them the gospel.
当彼得在跟这些外邦人分享福音的时候，圣灵就降在这些外邦人的身上。
So what do you mean by the Holy Spirit came on them?
圣灵降在他们身上是什么意思？
It means they began to speak in tongues.
表示说他们开始说方言。
They were able to speak a language that they had never learned before.
他们可以开始讲一些他们以前没有学过的语言。
And this shows that the Holy Spirit has come on them.
这证明这个圣灵已经降在他们身上。
By the way,
另外岔开话题。
By the way, this tells us an important thing about the purpose of tongues.
这也告诉我们。说方言一个很重要的目的。
Tongues is to confirm a new teaching.
方言呢是要确定一个新的神学教义。
A groundbreaking theology teaching.
一个从来没有的一个神学教义。
It's actually a prophecy.
它其实是一个预言。
A word from God.
一个来自于神的言语。
The purpose is to confirm a new teaching.
那个目的呢就是要确定一个新的神学教义。
It is not for private use.
它不是为了不让私用。
It's not what some charismatics teach.
不像一些灵恩派教会所教的。
You speak in tongues, with God on a private basis.
你私下跟神用方言来沟通。
That's not the purpose of tongues.
这个不是方言的目的。
In this instance,
在这个情况
is to teach a new, is to confirm a new teaching.
它是要确定一个新的神学教育。
So the charismatics simply misuse tongues.
所以灵恩派真的是滥用了方言。
I don't think they are tongues, by the way.
其实我也不认为他们是在讲方言。
And the teaching is this.
这个教导是
When they were able to speak in tongues,
当他们能够说方言
Peter was convinced.
彼得就被说服了。
Now I understand the meaning of the vision.
现在我就明白那个意象的意思。
God has accepted the unclean people called the Gentiles.
神已经接纳那些不洁净的人，就是这些外邦人。
Jews must not be biased against the Gentiles anymore.
犹太人再也不可以对外邦人有偏见。
In the same way,
同样的
，as God has accepted the Gentiles,
就在神已经接纳了犹太人，外邦人。
Today you must also accept the person you don't like.
今天你要去接纳那些你不喜欢的人。
You must do the same.
你也要做同样的事情。
Verse 17.
十七节。
So if God gave them the same gift He gave us who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could stand in God's way?When they heard this, they had no further objections and praised God, saying, So then, even to Gentiles, God has granted repentance that leads to life.
既然给他们恩赐，像我们信主耶稣基督的时候，给了我们一样，我是谁能拦阻神呢？ 众人听见这话就不言语了，只归荣耀与神，说：这样看来，神也赐恩给外邦人，叫他们悔改得生命了。
God has accepted the unclean people called the Gentiles.
神已经接纳了那些不洁净的人，这些外邦人。
I must do the same.
我也要做同样的事情。
I cannot be biased against my this colleague that I don't like anymore.
我不可以对我这个不喜欢的同事有偏见。
I cannot be embarrassed to be found talking with this lowly educated person anymore.
我不可以因为跟这个受教育水平低的人谈话而感到尴尬。
I must not despise that person anymore.
我再也不可以藐视这个人了。
I must despise his past anymore.
我不可以再瞧不起他的过去。
I must love them.
我必须爱他们。
Because God has accepted the Gentiles.
因为神已经接纳了外邦人。
If God has accepted the Gentiles.
神既然接纳外邦人。
Peter says, "Who am I?"
彼得说，我又是谁？我是谁
？Who am I to reject them?
我怎么大胆到要拒绝这些人呢
？God was basically saying this.
神
Peter was basically saying this.
彼得基本上在说
，God is telling Peter this.
神在告诉彼得
，How dare you reject them?
你胆敢拒绝这些人
？And if you reject these people,
如果你拒绝这些人
，Peter is saying that I'm actually standing in God's way.
其实就是在拦阻神。
If I refuse to preach the gospel to this unlovely person,
如果我拒绝向这些不可爱的人传福音
，I'm actually opposing God.
我其实是在抵挡神呢。
I'm standing in God's way.
我在拦阻神的工作。
If you have biasness against people,
如果你对别人存着偏见
，you refuse to preach the gospel to them.
你拒绝向他们传福音。
You're actually standing in God's way.
你其实是在拦阻神的工作。
You're opposing God.
你在抵挡神。
God will judge you.
神会审判你。
God will discipline you.
神会管教你。
Let me conclude.
让我总结。
Do you know of a person who is not a Christian?
你是否认识一个不是基督徒的人
？I asked the same question early on.
我刚才问了同样的问题。
Do you make special effort to love that person so that the person will believe in Jesus?
你有否特地去跟那个人，去爱他那个人，使他能够信耶稣呢？
Think of one or two persons.
你要想想一两个人。
This one or two persons you meet on a daily basis.
这一两个人呢，是你每天见面的。
But you don't make special effort to share the gospel with that person.
可是你没有特意的去安排跟他们传福音。
Because you feel uneasy with that person.
因为你跟这个人相处的时候，你感到不舒服。
Or because you dislike that person.
还是你不喜欢这个人。
Is it because of that person's skin color?
是否是因为他的肤色？
That person's past,
他的过去
that person's school,
他的学校
that person's education level,
他的教育水平
or that person's job occupation,
他的职业
or that person is poor or rich,
还是因为他的钱财
or because that person is weird mannerisms,
还是因着他的举止他是一个怪怪的人。
You feel uncomfortable with that person.
你感到很不舒服。
In fact, you dislike that person.
甚至你不喜欢他。
You are biased against that person.
你对他有偏见。
So you have never preached the gospel to that person.
所以你从来都没有跟他传福音。
You refuse to make effort to love him.
你不愿意付出一些代价来爱他。
You refuse to tell that person you are a Christian.
你不愿意告诉他你是基督徒。
You don't bother to invite that person to church.
你也不想，你也不理。这个人有没有来教会
？You refuse to love that person.
你拒绝去爱这个人。
Now is there such a person in your life?
你生命中有没有这样的人
？Dear Christians,
亲爱的基督徒
，You must stop doing that.
你不应该这么做了。
You must remove that biasness.
你应该把这个偏见除掉。
Because as God told Peter in a very emphatic way.
因为就如神跟彼得很清楚的这么说
：Stop being biased against the Gentiles.
不要再对外邦人存偏见。
Stop rejecting them.
不要再拒绝他们。
You must do the same.
你要做同样的事情。
I want you to do this.
我要你这么做。
Tomorrow when you go back to school or work.
明天你回去学校或工作的时候。
This person whom you have never preached the gospel to.
这位你从来没有跟他分享福音的人。
Do something for that person's soul.
你要为这个人的灵魂做一些事情。
Don't let that person go to hell.
不要让这个人下地狱。
Because God is grieved when that person goes to hell.
因为当这个人下地狱的时候，神是很忧伤的。
Because God loves that person passionately.
因为神很热切的爱这个人。
To the extent that he sent Jesus to die for that person.
到一个地步，他还派了耶稣基督来为这个人而死。
Please love that person.
请你去爱这个人。
Can you do something for that person's soul?
你可以为这个人的灵魂做一些事情吗？
Can you start by praying for that person?
你可以开始为这个人祷告吗？
And then find opportunities to invite that person for the gospel, for gospel meetings.
然后找出机会来邀请这个人来参加布道会。
There's one coming in later on in end August.
在八月底我们会有一次的布道会。
But you don't need to wait for end August.
但是你也不必等到八月底。
Invite them to church.
就邀请他们来教会。
Love that person, can you?
你可以爱这个人吗？
Can you do something for that person?
你可以为这个人做一些事情吗？
Can you stop being selfish?
你可以不要再自私了吗？
Can you stop living in your own world?
不要活在自己的世界里面了。
Can you please love that soul?
你可以去爱他们的灵魂吗？
Because God cares about that person.
因为神关心这个人。
Don't let that person go to hell.
不要让这个人下地狱。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
As we close this message,
当我们结束这个信息的时候
I want you to ask yourself,
我要你问自己
Is there somebody whom you are biased against?
有没有一个人是你对他存偏见的
You've never shared the gospel with that person.
你从来没有跟他分享福音
For some reasons,
因这某些原因
This displeases God.
这个不讨神喜悦。
Every person that comes your way,
每个人你所接触的人
must hear the gospel from you.
必须能够从你身上听到福音。
Love that person.
你要爱这个人。
This is your responsibility to that person's soul.
这是你对这个人灵魂的一个责任。
If you have not done so,
如果你没有做到这些
it displeases God.
这个不讨神的喜悦。
I urge you confess your sin to God.
我呼吁你向神来认罪。
And ask God to help you to love that person and preach the gospel to that person.
并求主来帮助你能够爱这个人，跟他分享福音。
I want to give you some quick moments to pray to God.
我要给你一段简短的时间向神祷告。
To our friends who are not Christians,
对于我们当中的朋友，你们还不是基督徒的。
In the eyes of God, we are not lovely people.
在神的眼中，我们都不是可爱的人。
Because we are sinners.
因为我们都是罪人。
We have sinned against God in our words, our thoughts, our actions.
我们在言语、行为还有我们的思想上都得罪了神。
Our relationship with God is broken.
我们跟神的关系是破裂的。
That's why in our hearts we feel empty.
这是为什么我们心中会感到空虚。
That's why there's no peace in our hearts.
这是为什么我们心中没有平安。
Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death.
因为圣经说罪的工价乃是死。
And that's why one day we must die.
这是为什么有一天我们都要死。
But after death there is judgment for our sins.
但是死了之后呢，有审判，要审判我们的罪。
I want to pray that friends, that our non-Christian friends, today you come to church.
我要祷告说，我们这些朋友们，你还没有相信主，今天来到教会。
I urge you to come to know Jesus as your Savior.
我呼吁你来相信耶稣作为你的救主。
Let Jesus help you through life.
让耶稣在你的生活中来帮助你。
He's very kind.
他是蛮有恩慈的。
He loves you to the extent that Jesus died for you.
他爱你到一个地步，他愿意为你死。
He died because he needs to take away, he needs to be punished for your sins.
他死是因为他需要为你的罪来接受审判。
Because if he doesn't die, you will die.
因为如果他不死，你就得死。
But because he has died, you do not die anymore.
但是因为他死了，你就不用死了。
And Jesus gives you eternal life.
然后耶稣就可以给你永远的生命。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we want to pray for ourselves.
我们的天父，我们要为自己祷告。
Help us to share the gospel with somebody tomorrow.
帮我们明天能够跟某一些人来传福音。
Because this is our responsibility to you and to that person.
因为这是我们对你和对那个人的责任。
Lord, as you told Peter to remove the biasness.
主啊，就像你跟彼得说要除掉那个偏见。
We pray that you remove biasness from us too.
我们也祷告你除掉我们心中的偏见。
Help us to make
fervent effort to reach out to unbelieving friends.
帮助我们能够热心的去行动，去爱这些我们未信主的朋友们。
So that they can receive eternal life.
好让他们能够接受到永远的生命。
The most precious gift called eternal life and heaven.
这最宝贵的礼物就是永生和天堂。
Thank you for giving us your word.
谢谢你赐给我们你的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen.